Good day, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, coming to you with a summary of the most noteworthy financial news stories of the week. First off, there's been a significant decline in Australian consumer confidence this month. The Westpac Melbourne Institute Index has fallen 9% to 94.5 in December, reversing the optimism we saw in November. This drop stems from unexpected inflation hikes in the third quarter and strong October Consumer Price Index data. Despite the Reserve Bank of Australia maintaining the official cash rate at 3.6%, fears of further hikes persist. These developments are reflected in a 6.1% decrease in the financial outlook for families and notable declines in economic future perspectives and the suitability for major purchases. Experts advise consumers to revise budgets, stay informed on Reserve Bank actions, and engage financial advisors. Businesses, on the other hand, must adapt to changing consumer sentiments for effective strategy formulation. On the trading front, amidst regulatory capital requirements, the Australian Securities Exchange, ASX, has adjusted its dividend policy. From this point on, ASX will lower its dividend payout ratio to between 75 to 85% of underlying net profit after tax. This move comes in response to an additional $150 million capital charge imposed by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission due to ASX's operational challenges, including trade processing issues and software upgrade failures. ASX Chair David Clark assures concerned parties that necessary strategic reforms are underway. As mentioned earlier, the Reserve Bank of Australia decided to keep interest rates unchanged at 3.6% in their final 2025 policy meeting owing to ongoing inflation concerns. Despite this decision, Governor Michelle Bullock hints at the possibility of future rate hikes if inflation continues. With inflation rising consecutively for 4 months and reaching 3.8% in October, the projected economic indicators suggest that a rate hike might occur as early as February 2026. Now on to some industry news. Motorcycle Holdings Limited, Australia's largest motorcycle retailer, reported record-breaking sales revenue of $650 million for FY 2025. This ascent, which is an 11.6% increase from last year, was largely due to strategic expansions and resilient market positioning. The company now operates 55 sites across Australia and New Zealand, following acquisitions like Peter Stevens and Harley Heaven. That's it for this week's Finance News Wrap. Stay tuned for updates. And remember, if you're in need of personal or business loan finance, explore your options at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, wishing you great financial health. Goodbye, till we meet next week with fresh updates.